Well, Ollie Horgan, defeat in the end, but you know, there were positive points from a Harps perspective. Ultimately, the better side won, and I presume you can't have any complaints?
No. You know, they were disappointed to concede so early. We could have conceded earlier. Shamrock Rovers are a serious side. We have struggled up here in the past when we conceded early. We conceded relatively early at about 22, 23 minutes when we thought we'd weather the storm. But to be credit to them, we didn't concede the second, and that's what gave us a chance. And the last 10 minutes, like, you know, it was back to the wall stuff for Shamrock Rovers for a change. With a few shouts for a penalty, you know, Mark Russell hit the post. Nathan Boyle had a chance. But saying that, Aaron Green had 2 1-on-1s in the second half to make it 2-0. Had he scored one of them, you know, they'd have ran out comfortably. They could have won 3 or 4. Look, Marlon victories are no good. We're out of the cup. We just need that little bit of quality when we win the ball back. You know, we don't have what they have. It's how do we bridge the gap? We have tonight, but we have to come back here in the league, and it'll be much more difficult to try and bridge the gap then as well.
Mark Anthony McGinley again, a good performance and a couple of good saves.
Yeah, Mark, of course, you're going to be busy up here, you know, be it Mark or Peter Burke, you know, who played the last time up here. They both had good games, respectively, in both of those games. You know, every goalkeeper is going to be busy up here. They're going to be tested, and yeah, Mark set up well to it. You know, probably the concession of the goal was disappointing. I thought we'd weather the storm. The crowd were getting a little bit edgy here at the time. I felt we defended that poorly. Thought we defended very well the rest of the game. Yes, we run our luck with Aaron Green, the 2 1-on-1s. But you know, maybe you make your own luck. And at the end of it, like, we had them pinned in here for 10 minutes. It's a long, long whiling since that happened. However, we're out of the cup. We got beaten in a moral victory. No good to you. We move on to even a more difficult game next Friday night in Dundalk.
And you gave a debut to Joshua Smith, a big test for him, and you know, he acquitted himself fairly well.
Yeah, he's a good lad. He's bought into what we're trying to do. Great attitude, very, very positive. He needs game time. He got game time in Belfast in a friendly, and he's got 90 minutes under his belt tonight, and he'll play a big part, you know, as to whether we survive in this division or not, Chris.
And ultimately, you know, you look at the strength and depth on the bench again here tonight, and that gulf was evidence as well.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you for once you usually look to see what players are suspended from the opposition. It didn't really matter, you know, what Shamrock Rovers had, because there's another one to come in that position equally as good, if not better. And you know, the luxury of riches to their credit, and that's why they're second in the table, and it'll take a good team to beat them in the cup, you know, to put it that way.
You made Rafael Crataro captain tonight. He was a lone figure for a lot of it, and the veteran belying his age, another battling performance.
Yeah, look, he's a great bit of stuff. You know, who am I to tell you about Raf Crataro? There's better people than I that can talk about him. Look, his attitude is excellent, and to be fair to me, he got us up the pitch at times. Struggle for him, struggle for anyone at any age, at his age, up there in his own. But we needed to defend and stay in the game, and we did. But unfortunately, we just hadn't that little extra bit of quality at the end when we did gain momentum and we had them pinned back for the last 10 minutes. But it was only then did we look like that we were the better side. For the 80 minutes, Shamrock Rovers were the better side.
And finally, Ollie, just you've mentioned the Dundalk game next week. Any worries coming off this evening? Anybody look as if they've got knocks?
No, it's too early to know, to put it that way too. You know, we didn't take anyone off because of injury. We tried to freshen it up. There was a lot of, it's a big pitch here, you know, there's a lot of work off the ball. In particular, Shamrock Rovers had 3/4 of the possession, and that's the way it happens up here. You know, we try to play in the counter, but it looks like, well, we'll soon find out. We'll, you know, it's very raw at the moment. They've only gone and done their cool down. We'll know in a while, Chris, but hopefully nothing too bad, to put it that way to you.